So now let's look at an ambulatory care visit. Just as before, there are many variations, so we will use as our example a follow-up to the physician's office after the patient has been discharged from the hospital. So a patient walks in to a physician's office and they check in for the appointment with the clerical staff, who verifies the appointment, confirms or updates the patient's contact and insurance information, and then retrieves the medical record, most likely a paper chart, from the files. A patient is then brought into an exam room where a staff member takes vital signs and possibly performs some part of the assessment, depending on the qualifications of the staff person. So the reason for the visit is determined and the information is documented, often by the office nurse or an assistant. The examination occurs with the provider. Findings are discussed. The provider is analyzing, thinking, planning, and then may write an order for a new med or another test or whatever. The doctor will often complete the documentation of the encounter immediately, but sometimes will choose to delay the completion of the encounter note until later that day in order to see the next patient more quickly. And some providers are still using dictation services. So after that, the patient checks out with the clerical staff, schedules another appointment, and may make a payment. After the fact, the provider may continue to complete any necessary documentation, and either she or the clerical staff will complete the insurance forms and file the record away. Now, in routine primary care ambulatory clinical practice, a provider may expect to see anywhere from 20 to 45 or more patients in a single day. For each of these, a clinical encounter note must be written, and typically a bill is generated. For most patients, one or more prescriptions are written, and for many, a lab test is ordered, and for a fraction, a referral will be made or a consultant's report created. Dr. Blackford Middleton from Harvard estimates that this equates to about 20,000 forms per year, not including other billing paperwork, which is usually done by administrative staff.